top stories. Final preparations have begun for the execution of Bali Nine ringleaders Andrew Chan and Myuran Sukumaran. Indonesian authorities are meeting today to discuss the final arrangements for transferring the two Australians from jail to the island where they will be executed. Now, the timing is yet to be decided, but it could happen within days. An Egyptian court has freed two Al Jazeera journalists on bail ahead of their retrial. Mohamed Fahmy and Baher Mohamed were jailed more than a year ago on charges of aiding the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood. Outside the court, Mr. Fahmy's fiancée was overjoyed.
I'm very happy and I just want to say thank you, Egypt. Thank you for doing the right thing. I would like to thank my country that I love for doing the right thing.
An agreement to end the fighting in eastern Ukraine has been reached during marathon talks in the Belarus capital Minsk. The leaders of France, Germany, Russia and Ukraine have announced the ceasefire will begin on Sunday. The deal includes the withdrawal of heavy weapons and prisoner swaps. And the outcome of the Queensland election is now just hours away. The Electoral Commission says counting in the handful of seats yet to be decided will be finalised possibly by this morning. Labor's on track to win 44 seats and looks set to form a minority government with the backing of Independent MP Peter Wellington.